Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Rourke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Lary. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Lary. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wood fields the ball, races to the bag for one, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Pearsall moves to second. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to third. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearsall tags and scores. Francona tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is called out on strikes. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rourke hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland who is chasing the ball. Rourke reaches third base with a triple. Cash goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall bunts towards third. Boros fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. Boros hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Romano reaches second base with a double. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Kaline. Romano scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry is called out on strikes. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 2 in the game. Boros hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Roark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wood moves to second. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Frank Larry. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wood moves to third. Roark moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. Wood scores. Roark moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 3 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell now playing left field. Bill Fisher now pitching. Rocky Colavito now playing right field. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Funk now pitching. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 3 in the game. Boros hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Foytak now pitching. Frank Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hirsel hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wood is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rourke is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Rourke hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bubba Morton pinch runs for Charlie Maxwell. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-4 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Hirsel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Morton now playing left field. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Francona moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Wood fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Francona moves to third. Two outs. Don Dillard pinch runs for John Romano. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Dillard moves to second. Phil Reagan now pitching. Bob Hale pinch hits for Woody Held. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hale for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.